Thank you, Dominic. Carolyn, what have you seen for us this month?
Well, I'm coming much closer to home and going to talk about a nearby star. It's a very well-known one. It's one of the brightest ones in our sky. That's Fomalhaut. And it's 25 light years away. And it's a very young star. It's only a fraction of the sun's age. And it's about twice as massive as the sun. It's surrounded by an immense debris disk that's sort of over 20 billion miles across from one side to the other. And that was discovered in the 1980s because it actually radiates infrared emission. And subsequent observations of the Hubble Space Telescope revealed that there could be a planet orbiting just inside the debris disk, because it has a very sharp inner edge to it, which suggests that there's something that's kind of shepherding and kind of guiding the particles and just keeping the neat edge of the ring. In fact, whether that planet is there or not has been recently a subject of contention and is unresolved, though I will say very recent observations with the new radio observatory ALMA suggest not just that that large planet is there, but there could be a further one outside the debris disk, which is also shepherding the outer part of the ring. However, the result I'm picking up on is the actual contents of the disk and where those came from. And this comes from new Herschel Space Observatory observation. So this is done in the infrared by Bram Acker and colleagues at Leuven University. And they're actually looking at the nature of the dust, because the way that it both emits and scatters light suggests that the grains in the dust disk are both smaller than previously thought. So these are perhaps only a few millionths of a metre across, but actually aggregated together in sort of quite large fluffy particles. And the properties of this dust is very similar to what is liberated from comets in our own solar system. So not from asteroids, but from comets. And so they're suggesting that this huge debris disk is created from collisions of comets. And it's a very interesting idea, not least because you have to have an awful lot of these collisions going on. These dust particles, these aggregates of dust particles, are very light and fluffy, easily pushed right out by the radiation pressure of the star. So to maintain this disk has to be continually replenished by lots of cometary collisions, you know, maybe a couple of thousand in a day even, which suggests that this whole debris disk is like an early version of, say, our Kuiper belt in our solar system, a huge population of comets all crashing into each other and liberating these particles continually.
So are there other similar disks that we can look at elsewhere to try and do some comparisons and work out if it really is likely to become something like our own Kuiper, or in fact to give us more of an idea of what it really is made of?
There are several disk systems around nearby stars that we have resolved, usually from scattered light from the disk or, again, the thermal infrared emission. This one's unusual in that it's actually tilted towards us, so we get a good view of the whole ring. There are a lot of further edge-on systems which have been studied, say, with the Hubble Space Telescope, and those are much more the interest of actually looking for condensations within the disk and finding protoplanets forming within that disk. This system around Fomalhaut seems to be at a slightly different stage, where maybe some of the planets have already formed, and what's going on within that debris disk is showing us a different aspect of the solar system forming around the star.
And what does it tell us about formation of comets and the movement and action of comets elsewhere, if it is actually made up mainly of cometary dust instead of planetary or pre-planetary dust?
I think it's telling us something about those very early stages of planetary system formation. So when the comets and the material have been flung out from the centre of the planetary system, it's kind of giving us that that's maybe happening a few hundred million years after the star was formed. And it's just giving us just that little snapshot in time for when lots of dynamic things are happening within the equivalent of the Kuiper belt around our system.